What I liked about David Bowie was the fact that he did push back those boundaries. I came into jazz because I loved the wilder stuff, but of course there wasn't much money in wilder stuff. If you park that thought, at the beginning of their career, I did quite a lot of work with Roxy Music, and I loved the way that Eno did things that you weren't allowed to do. So when Eno met Bowie, you knew that sparks were going to fly, but something completely different was going to emerge. Now, you couldn't persuade the world to listen to free jazz. You couldn't bring Albert Ayler into all the nation's living rooms. But in a sort of way, Bowie did the job, and he did it brilliantly. And he made a commercial success of it. And that's clever.